My father in the night. My father sleeps when the city rages around him and rises to work the graveyard shift in the linen department of a hospital. Boxed in his heavy curtain room, the glass window shut, we would think him dead if not for his snoring, amplified by the thick, stagnant air which holds the sound before it dissipates and is absorbed by the walls. Before he leaves for work, my father sits at the table, eating his meat and rice, his children bewildered by the sight of him. With boiled eggs and bread slices in a brown bag, he steals away into the urban darkness, while his wife stumbles into bed alone, rearranging the disheveled sheets. And my father, in the night, changes the sheets on hundreds of hospital beds, the kind where he laid when his skin was like potato sack burlap from dialysis and chemotherapy. He removes the soiled pillowcases, replacing them with starch ones. He puts on the white sheet, unfolding it in the air like a woman's skirt, settling it down onto the mattress.